welcome back with another audio or another podcast. I don't know what is wrong with my phone. Like, I literally was like, did not hit the freaking button. So, I'm on my lunch break right now, so I'm a little bit chewing. I'm eating goldfish. That seems good, Lord. This is really good. I don't go back to 3:40. It's like 3:07 right now. I took a late lunch. I wasn't really hungry. I didn't really want to take lunch at all, but I'm going to do a quick episode before I go back in. I'll probably go back in before 3:40, but anyway, let me get into the episode. So, I want to give some dating tips. Now, these tips are from the dating app Zeus.com. If anyone's heard of that, it's like 15 dating tips for women when dating. So, I thought, why not share this with you guys? If you want the tips, you can go to Zeus.com and get them as well. Of course, I'm going to read them to you, but then I'm going to give you my input as well, what I think about the tips, because I'm just going to give you their tips and not give my opinion. So, again, sorry for the chewing, guys. So, the first dating tip they give you is know your non-negotiables. These will be your instant deal breakers. So, whenever you're dating somebody, as we all know, we all have deal breakers. Some people, like I had an ex, his deal breaker was basically, if he dated a woman that didn't want to have kids, that would be a deal breaker for him because he didn't have any kids. Like for me, I prefer someone that doesn't smoke cigarettes. I think cigarettes are gross. The deal breaker for me would be someone who's rude. So, just little things. But also, it's so important to know what's negotiable and what's not. Because if it's something simple, you guys, like let's say the person tends to speak out of turn sometimes. That's something that can be fixed. You can say, hey, babe, you know, sometimes when we're talking, you speak out of turn. Can you be more patient or something? And you can say, can you be more patient so we can both hear each other out? Those are things that are minor things that can be fixed. But if you're talking about something where the person is constantly, constantly being rude to you, and no matter how many times you've addressed it, they still continue to do it, that's a deal breaker right there. That'd be a deal breaker. Or if someone is a smoker, because most smokers are not just going to outright and quit for you. I talked to a guy prior to being in my relationship with Diamond now, who's a smoker. And I kept telling him, you smoke. It was a yucky habit. And as soon as I pulled up to hang out with him, he was smoking a cigarette. And I was like, oh, God. And I asked him, like, when do you think you'll ever quit? And he said, probably not. And I was like, that was a turn-off, because I don't want a cigarette smoker. Cigarettes make your teeth yellow. Your breath smells like smoke. Gross. I don't want to kiss a smoker. So, it's just those are little non-negotiable things that when you go into dating, you just know what you want, what you will accept, and what you won't. So always go into it with that intention. Okay. The second thing is don't limit yourself. So, an example they use is think about if you're dating someone with a child or one that has previously been married. Stay open to men that have been divorced, she adds. But the person, so don't limit yourself. I think when you're dating, you should always keep your options open. Like for me, when I used to date, when I was in my 20s and I didn't have a daughter, I used to tell people I would not date men with kids. So if a man had kids, I would not talk to him, because in my eyes, I didn't have kids, so I didn't want a man with kids. A lot of men would get offended by that. But now that I'm older, I have a daughter, now I don't care. If someone has kids, I don't mind dating them, because how can I judge? I have a daughter. But also, if a man doesn't have kids, he's okay with my daughters, and I'm okay with that, too. So, it's like, basically, you know, just don't limit yourself. Do what makes you happy. Or if you prefer somebody that, let's say you're dating somebody that is still married, not divorced from his wife, but he's telling you, I'm getting divorced, and you feel like uncomfortable with that, then go date someone that's never been married, or that doesn't have anybody, you know, doesn't have a wife or whatever. So it's just about knowing your possibilities and going with the flow of it, and not limiting yourself to one group of men. Like, don't just go to a group of men that, as we used to say, you know, like, let's say there's a group of good guys and a group of bad guys. If you're used to dating bad guys, don't limit yourself to these guys because they have bad boy behavior. Try to go to the good guys where you can actually be treated right. You see what I'm saying? So just be open-minded when it comes to dating. Another thing is, 3, don't lie. Don't even inflate the truth. The biggest thing in any, when you're getting in the talking stages or dating anyone, you always have to be honest. And I told you guys, I used to struggle a lot with kind of like, if I, let's say something happened in my past and I was dating someone new, and I struggled a lot with telling them about my past. I don't know if that's considered lying, but it was like I hid that part because I didn't know if they were going to judge me, what they were going to think of me, if they knew my past, or how my past would affect them wanting to deal with me. So a lot of times I would literally kind of hide that part of me. But then I got older and it was kind of like, if someone doesn't like my past, then that's something I can't control. If someone says to me, Sherelle, like, what you did in your past is just too much for me, then that's not the person for me. I learned that you have to be open and honest whenever you're talking and dating somebody. Don't, like, when I'm dating a guy, I tell him up front that I deal with anxiety and depression. I tell him up front if I have a daughter, just all kinds of things. I never lie about my daughter anyway. That's just an example. But my point is, just tell them up front about the truth and how you feel and what's going on with you. Like, the thing I love about my boyfriend now is that we can talk about any and everything. I don't have to sugarcoat anything with him. I don't have to lie about anything with him. I don't have to do any of that. Because no matter what I tell him, he never judges me. He doesn't care. I can tell him about a story in my past that to me seems horrible. And he just looks at me and he's like, babe, it's cool. I'm not judging you. And he can tell me stories about his past. And it's the same thing because we've all been there and done things that we sometimes feel bad about. So the good thing is with my boyfriend that I absolutely, really, really genuinely, you know, love is that I'm able to be honest with him. I'm able to always be truthful with him, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. So when you can be honest with someone and they just love all of you, that's the best thing in the world. Because if you start a relationship off lying, it's most likely not going to last because you're both lying to each other. Nothing's honest, so how is that supposed to work? You know, and for me, I'm really big on honesty, especially now that I'm older. You know, when I was younger, you're young and you're dumb, so you say and do things that are just like, why did I do that? You know, but as you get older, you realize that honesty and being truthful really matters because that makes or breaks a relationship. Okay, number 4. Forget about any texting and calling rules. So basically, a lot of times when we're dating, I've had this issue too, you guys, where sometimes if the guy doesn't text us, we'll be like, well, I'm not going to text him. I'm just waiting to see if I hear from him. I'm so guilty of that, y'all. I don't really like a guy. And because let's say the next day comes, we've been texting all night. I'm waiting by my phone for that good morning text. And I'm like, and when I don't get it, I'm like, darn it. Like, why didn't he text me? I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm just like, and then I don't text him. Out of nowhere, the guy might text me and be like, hey, I hadn't heard from you. And a lot of times, we don't realize that when we're waiting to text the guys good morning or speak to them, they're waiting to hear from us as well. So it's like a catch-22 because not only are we waiting to hear from them, but they're waiting to hear from us as well. So it's like, you know, somebody got to make the first move and you can't be shy. Even with my boyfriend now, I used to be hesitant when we first went in talking stages. I'm like, I don't know if I should text him or call him. Like, I would get a little scared and shy. And he'd be like, babe, you know you can call and text me anytime. You don't have to feel like you can't. So now being in a relationship is different. Like, of course, I call and text him. I don't really wait for him to text or call me. I'd be like, if I want to talk to my man, I'd be like, hey, babe, what are you doing? You know, so I think that sometimes we just get a little scared about that, or we don't know where to go with it. So we'll tend to, like, be like, yeah, I'm not going to text or call you. But I think that's just a really bad habit. But I think that it's okay to text or call your significant other or the person you're talking to, because 9 times out of 10, some men actually find that attractive. They like a woman that makes the first move. They like a woman that says, hey, I haven't heard from you, but I'm going to text you first. So all these rules of, like, people have them date rules of don't call for 3 days and all that texting. Just text the person or call them. Because a lot of times the fear that we have in us of calling and texting is stupid, to be honest with you. I hate to say it called stupid, but it kind of really is, because we have this fear for no reason, because the person is waiting for to hear from us or waiting to hear from them. So why not just make the first move? You know? Pay attention to the red flag. I'm real with you. A lot of times when you're dating someone and you're in the talking stages, it's some red flags that'll be you'll see, and you'll be like, and we don't know we see it. We'll say it too. But sometimes you might like that guy so much you put our blinders, our sunshades on, and we are like we don't see it. But it's a lot of red flags that men give. Like, I'm talking to guys that in the beginning stages, let me tell you, I had a guy. Again, this is changing this to my relationship. I'm talking to a guy. Now, he telling me me and my son's mom ain't together, and I'm like, okay, cool. I go to his apartment, all that good stuff. He's like, we're not together. Why, when I pull up, he's like, oh, let's watch a Netflix movie. He pulls up the Netflix profile. Why I got his baby mama name, his name, and his son name. Okay. Now, he shows me around the whole apartment. It looks kind of empty, but I look in the closet. He shows me his closet. He has, like, Valentine's Day stuff in the closet. It's another bedroom across the hall. He says it's his son's room. Another red flag was, because, you know, I don't add every guy I talk to in my contacts. I never did that, because I used to be like, well, I'm going to add this person to my contacts, because I don't know if they're going to be in my life long term. I'm funny about that. I don't do that unless it gets to that point where I feel like it's going to be so serious. So anyway, I call his cell phone when I pull up at his house and let him know I'm there. Why? The phone number is his baby mama's number. I'm like, I said, who is, I forgot the name now, but I was like, who is such and such? He's like, oh, that's nobody. I'm like, why did he pull up the Netflix? That same name came up on the Netflix screen for the profile. I'm like, how is you not with your baby mom, but you still under her phone playing? On top of that, he was like, oh, she just had a baby with somebody else. It's not mine. I'm like, you sure? No, it's not mine. I'm like, it was all these red flags. I'm like, and then the other red flag was, we're chilling, hanging out. It's like maybe quarter to 11. He's like, oh, you know, I got to go pick up my nephew. Let me walk you to your car. I was like, so why would you invite me over if you knew you had to go pick up your nephew? He's like, oh, I didn't text it to you. I was like, no, you didn't text it to me. He's like, oh, I thought I texted to you. I'm looking at my phone like, what text did you send? So I was like, those are some red flags he was showing me. So I'm telling you all, men will give you red flags. So, this is the funny thing about a man. They will just give you red flags out of nowhere. And I'm like, why are men like this? I'm like, why do y'all do these things? I'm telling you. A lot of men give you red flags by the stupid stuff that they do. But like I said, sometimes we like her so much, we just kind of skip over the red flags. We're like, oh, even though he did this, I don't care. It's a mess. But I will say this. My boyfriend now, he didn't give me any red flags. Because he was so upfront and blunt and honest. He's even always like, babe, take my phone, do this. And I'm like, what? And he's like, he don't even have a lock on his phone, you guys. That is the most beautiful thing. No lock, no nothing. He always be like, take my phone, I ain't got nothing to hide, babe. And I don't even ask him for his phone, but it's like little moments we'll be having, and he'll be like, look at my phone. Who wants me to, like, let's say we went to the movies. He's like, okay, let's pull up the movie schedule, because we went to the movies over the weekend. And he's like, let's look at it. So he pulled up his phone. I took his phone, and he was like, you know, he wasn't. Some men, when you grab their phone, they flinch, they act funny, they're like, I don't want you on my phone. I think the best thing is when you have a man that doesn't care that you're near his phone. He doesn't get jumpy. He doesn't get all, what do you do on my phone? He's chill about it because he knows in the back of his mind he's not doing anything. And those are the type of men that I would want to be with. You know, those are the ones that, I dated some men that haven't got a grip on that phone. They don't want to let it go. They got locks on the phone. You're asking what they're doing. They're acting suspicious. And I don't have time for that, because I feel like this is how I view it. When you're in a relationship with somebody, I feel like it shouldn't be a big deal to give your phone to them. Like, I don't mind giving my pass, but I ain't got to die. I'm not doing nothing I ain't supposed to be doing. So, those are just little things. All right, anyway, number six, know who you are as a person. I think that's the biggest thing when dating, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes when you don't know who you are and you go to date, things can get kind of misconstrued and messed up. a lot of times, I'm not going to lie, when I hit dating, and I would get my feelings hurt sometimes by guys, but I would be so caught up in liking them and all this stuff, and they would do something to hurt me, and they'd be like, that would, like, destroy me a little bit, and it would kind of knock my confidence down a little bit. And a lot of times, it really is about knowing who you are, because if you know who you are, you stand on that, no matter what a man does to you, it ain't going to affect you, because you already know who you are. So it's all about building that self-esteem up, and that's an important thing to me, especially when dating, because if you don't have your self-esteem where it needs to be, you're going to get your feelings hurt a lot while you're trying to date and find the right guy, because men, they sometimes, that's what they do, they just do it. So just know who you are and stand on that. Number 7, be emotionally available. It really is sometimes hard. Like I told you guys, when I'm going to be real with you guys. Before I met my boyfriend, I was a little bit closed off when it came to dating because I had been hurt so much by different men. I had been promised things. I had been told things. And I really honestly thought that these men were good people and they weren't. And they hurt me and they broke me down. And I didn't know how to really deal with that. And so a lot of that made me feel the way I felt or made me not feel good about myself because a lot of these men have pretty much broken me down. And that's a horrible, horrible thing, you know, to feel that way. But it's kind of like no matter what you go through, you still got to have that open heart because the person that you're meant to be with could be out there waiting for you. But if you're still stuck on what John did to you 2 years ago, how do you go move forward into a new relationship? Because you're not being emotionally available for anybody else because you're stuck on your past. So I kind of had to learn that around the way is that it's okay to open up and to be emotionally available for somebody. Because just because John hurt you does not mean the new guy in your life is going to be the same way. So even though we get hurt and it makes us not want to date, you know, the only way you really find true love, the only way you really find someone that's meant for you is when you decide to open your heart up and let somebody in. Because no matter what you do in life, especially when it comes to dating, you're always going to have to open your heart up to date. And you're always going to have to take that chance. It's kind of like you're walking across a ledge. You're taking a chance to walk across the ledge because you could, like, fall over into the water. But you're still going to walk it, right? Because you might be on a trip or something, walking across that ledge to make it to the end of where you need to go. Like an episode of Squid Games, right? But it's really real, though. You know, you walk across that ledge and you're taking a chance that ledge is not going to, you're not going to fall over. Or like an episode of Fear Factor, when they do all those stunts, they're taking a chance and hoping and praying they win and they don't mess anything up and they don't fall over. So it's like, that's a chance that you're honestly taking is being open and hoping and praying and don't get hurt. And if you do, you pick yourself up and you keep going. You pick yourself back up and keep going. But just try to be available. Watch the alcohol. So that's what I'm saying, you shouldn't drink. When it comes to alcohol, I will say this. If I'm in a serious relationship with somebody, I do drink. If we're socially. I'm not going to kick back like 7 damn shots or something crazy. But if I'm on a date with my man and we're going to a place and they have wine, so I might have 2 glasses of wine. Or if we're out at a club or something, I might have something. I used to go to the movies with an ex of mine. When I would go, they would serve like alcohol and I would always get a strawberry daiquiri because that was just my thing. I mean, that's what I like to do. So I'm not saying I'm one of those people that got to drink constantly, but I do drink socially, and it's nothing crazy to the point where I'm drunk and can't get myself together. But I also think that if I was dating a guy as well, I wouldn't mind if he drunk a beer or two, but that would be his limit. I wouldn't want him over drinking to the point where he can't even drive or can't do anything. I think it's okay to socially drink with your partner, but just drink in moderation. Tip number 9, remember that dating is an exploration. So basically, like they're right, dating is supposed to be something that's fun. I think a lot of times we get into dating and we start getting so caught up in the hype of it all. We start planning our future in our head, once we meet a good guy, like, oh God, I'm going to have his kids, we're going to get married, blah, blah. And I catch myself doing that too, I won't even lie, sometimes. But the thing is, dating should be fun. You live in the moment. Marriage will come if it's meant to be. Kids will come if it's meant to be. But the biggest part about dating is you're supposed to be having fun. Nothing should be taken seriously, especially if you're just meeting somebody and y'all in the beginning stages of your relationship or you're just talking. It should always be fun. There shouldn't be no arguments. There shouldn't be nothing happening. Because at that point in your relationship or that point in your talking stage, You're supposed to be having fun and getting to know each other. There shouldn't be any drama. It's just about you and that person getting to know each other and just having fun. And I think a lot of times, like I said, we suck the life out of that because we get so serious when it comes to talking to somebody or dating somebody that we lose sight of that. It's like it's the beginning stages. It shouldn't be this complicated. Let's just have fun and enjoy each other. And that's the biggest thing you should do when you're dating. Always have fun. 10, know your sexual boundaries. All right, so it's always good to know your boundaries. Because a lot of times men, they will pressure you. I've been there. I've talked to a lot of guys over the past year, and most of them wanted sex. Most of them would tell me, I want to hook up, I want sex, I can't date a girl, she doesn't put out. Like, I've heard all kinds of things, which is crazy, I know. But a lot of men want sex, and if they don't get it from you, they're going to get it from someone else. A lot of men will pressure you and make you feel like you have to do it. Let me say this. As a grown woman, you don't do anything you don't want to do. If you are in the moment with this man and you feel safe and you feel like you want to have sex with him, please protect yourself, especially if you don't know him that well. But also do it because you want to do it too, not just because he's pressuring you and getting in your head. Because then that means you're doing it for the wrong reason. And then you're going to feel guilty the next day. Because again, I've been there, done that. The next day, you're going to have guilt because you didn't do it for you. You did it because that person was pressuring you. Never do anything because you're pressured. You know, and it's all a learning experience. We've all been there when we were young and dumb, like I say. We've done something that we realized we should not have done. But in this case, don't feel pressured to do anything. And if you're a female, don't pressure a man if you're having sex to do if he doesn't want to do it. Because I've had a man, I've had men tell me stories too where women have pressured them on the first date to have sex. They said, I don't want to have sex. They pressured me into having sex and I didn't want to do that. Or they made me feel like I was all they wanted from me was sex and that was it. And they were you. So men feel just like we do sometimes. And I just think that when you're first getting to know somebody in the beginning stages of dating or talking, especially on the first date, I don't even think sex should be something that you should feel pressured to do because you don't know the person. You're still getting to know them. And a lot of times we just give our bodies away. And then after we give our bodies away, we feel guilty because we know we shouldn't have done it. So I say this to say, take your time when it comes to sex. Do not do anything you don't want to do unless you feel like it's right and that right for you. But I say, take your time with it. Because it's not worth it. Because a lot of these men we sleep with, we don't realize, really, we sleep with them one or two times. Maybe only one time. And then we don't even talk to them anymore. So what do? Give our bodies away for what? And you feel horrible about it. I mean, it was an actress. Her name was Essence something. She's an actress. Essence Atkins. That's her name. And she talked about how she slept with a guy. And it was a one-night stand, and she said the next day she hated him, and she felt guilty because she felt like, I just gave my body away to somebody that I'm not even going to be with the next day. So it's like, that's what I'm saying, you have to be careful about what you do and how you move with your body, because a lot of times, I've been there, you feel guilty the next day because you gave your body away for what? So just take your time and don't feel pressured to do anything. 11, don't hide your enthusiasm or interest. Always show interest when you're talking to somebody. Don't hide how you feel. Let them know. My boyfriend is very big on that. He's always like, babe, if you feel a way, tell me. If you want to do something, tell me. He's very big on that. And I think when you're into someone, don't play hard to get. I don't know who comes up with these hard to get games. But don't play hard to get. Do what's best for you. But don't come in there playing hard to get like, oh, I'm going to do what I want to do and da-da-da. And I'm not into you because I have five other guys lined up and all. The guys don't like those games. Don't play hard to get. Go in there and let them know you are interested. Because all those games, all it's going to do is push them away and he's going to end up with somebody else that didn't play those type of games. If you like somebody, you like them. Why play games with them? Be upfront and say, this is how I feel. Don't hide. You. If you get it, like for me, when I know I'm going into my boyfriend for a date, I'm always excited. And the whole time I'm texting him, like, they are so excited. He's texting me, I'm excited too because we want that. And then we get in the room with each other, we're excited because we haven't seen each other in like a couple of days. So it's so important to show that. Why hide that? 12, be the date that you want to have. If you want your date to act a certain way, you have to act a certain way. You can't put this pressure on your date to have manners, to act a certain way, to pay for the meal, to do all these things, to pull your chair out if you are not acting the way that you should be acting on the date. You're acting, if you're loud and being obnoxious and you're smacking your lips and you're talking all crazy to them on the date and you're drinking and slurring your words or something, these are examples. How do you expect your date to treat you the way you want to be treated? He's looking at you like you're crazy at this point. He don't want to even be on the date. He's probably going to pay for the check and leave you at the table. And this is crazy because this actually happened to one of my dad's friends. He met this girl online, went on a date, and said on the phone and on the FaceTime, she was great. Got in person and she was loud. she was loud, obnoxious, drinking, acting crazy, and he was like, he left. So you gotta be the date you want to be, because at that point he didn't want to treat her good anymore. He wanted to leave, because why would he treat her a certain way if she's acting another way? So you gotta think about that. You can't expect someone else, somebody that you're not willing to give. Number 13, just the dating wish list. A lot of us have dating wish lists. We're wishing for the perfect guy, wishing for this and that. Stop doing that, because the perfect guy doesn't exist, and what you're wishing for is not always going to be there. And I have been guilty of that, where I would say, I can't date a guy unless he's tall. I can't date a guy unless he's this or that or whatever. Like, we talk about this. If he has to have six figures, he has to have this or that in the house, an apartment. You can't be picky, because a lot of times the stuff, like I said in the other podcast, a lot of times the stuff that we're asking up from these men, we don't have ourselves most of the time. We're striving or trying to get there. So you can't have this wish list. Because the perfect guy for you could be literally right in front of you, because he's not tall enough. He doesn't have the biggest house or the nicest car. We tend to say, oh, the hell with Johnny. I'm going to go with Darren down the street, because Darren got a nice car, nice abs, nice house, whatever. But Darren is a piece of crap, because Darren treats his girl like dirt. He's a player. But the other guy would treat you right. So you got to stop looking at those stuff, because a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times the good guy that we picture in our mind to be doesn't always come in the form that we want them to be in. But there's a good guy and the guy for us to be with. I love tall guys. I do. I find them attractive. My boyfriend actually is not, it's probably, my boyfriend is 5'7", okay? And I normally date guys that are like 6 feet tall. But I don't care about that. I looked at him and I said, he treats me good. I care about him a lot. I don't care about his height. So those are little things you got to look at. I said to myself, I don't care about that. I care about him and his heart. And so you got to look at things like that sometimes, you guys. Like, sometimes you got to let those things go. Because if I had sat here and waited for my boyfriend to be 6 feet, I probably would still be single right now. Because I would have gave up my boyfriend now, because I would have been being too picky, right? You see what I'm saying? So you got to let go of some of these things that you want in a man. Because I'm not saying settle, but what I'm saying is don't be so to the point where you're so fixated on somebody being tall, somebody having the nicest car in the world, and all, and he got to have six figures, because sometimes those same men that have all that are not even what they're cracked up to be, and you'll see that. So that's why I said sometimes you got to let go of some of that wish list crap, okay? Let some of it go. He ain't got to be the tallest guy in the world, because the other guy that's not as tall is probably the best one for you, because he treats you better. All right. Number 14, have fun and release the pressure. It's so important to just have fun in those moments and not have pressure. Don't put pressure on your date. Don't push on yourself. Just have fun. I think when you start adding pressure to things and then people feel like, oh, the date has to go this way or that way or let's do this and that, that's when the other person is like, what is happening? That means you're putting pressure on the date. So the date is probably not going to go as planned because everyone's feeling pressure to have things be a certain way. Whether you got to go in there living in the moment. You got to go in there just not expecting all these expectations, but just go with the flow, because those make for the best partners and the best dates, because you're not expecting so much out of that person, and you're not putting so much pressure on that person, but you're just having a time and enjoying getting to know them. You know, be your true self. The final one, number 15, is be your true self. Don't be somebody else. You always have to be you, and that's my problem in a lot of my past relationships. I struggle with being myself. A lot of times I would go into relationships with these men and I would literally feel like I couldn't be myself. And so now with my boyfriend, this is the first relationship I've ever been in where I can fully be myself. I don't have to act a certain way. I don't have to change anything. I can just be me. No questions asked. No judgment. No nothing. And I think that's so important when we're dating, is that we got to go into it with an open mind. You got to be who you are. Because I don't want somebody if they're not being who they are with me. I'd rather take you as you are than as somebody else. And I think a lot of men feel that way. They don't want us to go into a date acting something that we're not. Like, let's say we're a girl that we don't have the nicest apartment because we're just out of college. We're a college student. We don't have the nicest everything because we're struggling because we're paying our tuitions and stuff. But we're going into this date like, I got it in the bag. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Even though I'm in college, I got this. And then the guy finds out you don't have all that. It's kind of like, really? You could have just been yourself. How you know this guy wouldn't have said to you, that's fine. You're in college. I understand. You know, that's an example. I'm saying, just go into it being yourself. Never try to be something that you're not, because a lot of men don't like that, And personally, even me as a woman, if I dated a man and he wasn't being himself, I wouldn't want to be with him or even be around him, because why would I be with somebody that's fronting in front of me instead of just telling me who's real, you know? Because I feel like when you go open up and tell somebody who you are, you're giving them a chance to say, hey, whether they like you or not, show them who you are. Then don't show them something else, because then that's not really being you. Give them a chance to get to know you and decide if they like who you really are or not. All right, guys, these are 15 tips for dating off Zeus.com. I have to end this, guys. Come back in. Thank you. Clock, my butt back on the clock. I say I had my own.